You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
2 o'clock.
Boy, I've never seen so much angst over a rib. A lot of angst.
Oh, do we have to do... We don't need to do a pre to the bit.
Why?
Because it's our great partner, Lazy Dog.
I love Lazy Dog, but it's a very spicy flavor. Rib.
Is apparently. It that spicy?
Ireland, well, Day, I never eat at the station.
I think I'm overly sensitive to spicy food, Chris. I think you could probably handle it.
Yeah. I can handle the rib.
Oh, yes,
Live Imaging Tuesday. Welcome into it. Mason in Ireland, 2 o'clock. Now, I know we got Wheel of Questions, and yes. We got our friends. I think we also got to do a
2 o'clock call today.
We got a lot working here, Chris.
But our friends at Lazy Dog brought us lunch today.
We love Lazy Dog.
And we love Lazy Dog downstairs. The new one right here at LA Live. It's so good, Laura just told me in my ear.
Oh,
it's so good. You could have said that on the air.
You could have said that on the air, Laura.
Some new dishes.
You know, Laura, we gave you a microphone for a reason.
I feel like it doesn't work half the time.
No, it works.
Some new dishes include the hot honey chicken, the waffle salad, which I have right here.
Oh, nice.
The sweet and spicy ribs, which I'm going to try in a moment, and the spicy tuna crispy rice. I'm going to actually try that first. Let's do this.
You've got,
I had like four sampler
plates. That's a crispy rice?
So
it looks like avocado toast.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, Mace, do you want
good? No, I'm not going to share it.
Share it
that with you.
Go share it with
Mace, you want to share the rib?
You should have shared the rib.
Mace,
the rib
let's share the rib right now.
I'm not a...
It's good.
Come here. For the bigger shot, it's over here. Come on, it's draft week. You just had
it
a
draft week.
It's draft week, so share a rib?
Yeah.
What is that?
That makes total sense.
Well, there's two ribs there. Why don't you just give one to Mace and keep one for yourself?
That's not as fun.
They have to get it together.
Cut it over here, Mace.
It's ready. It's there and waiting for you.
The sauce is good, too.
I'll bite this and you would bite that end.
Mason really, really doesn't want to do this.
I so don't want to do it.
All right, here we go.
Ready?
They're sharing a rib.
He's coming around the side, too. Look at that. He's coming around the side.
Take a bite of it.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Oh, is this on YouTube?
Yes, it is.
Of course it is.
That's a good rib.
That's a good rib. It's not super spicy.
Okay, so that's what I thought. You guys, Chris, did you find that spicy or
no? It's beautiful.
Okay.
It's kind of got a little sweetness to it.
By the way, spicy?
I thought it was, yeah.
Oh.
That could be a nominee.
Forbid of the ear just eating a piece of rib? Nice.
Right.
All right. Thank you to our friends at Lazy Dog. LazyDogRestaurants.com.
Yeah, we love
them. All right, so what should we do first? 2 o'clock call of the day or...
Wheel.
Let's do wheel first because I see some
controversial
calls.
Spin that wheel, producer Brian Cohen. Hopefully it goes better than that fourth quarter last night. Well, you knew I have to slip it in eventually.
Yeah, of course you did.
Eventually.
All right, guys. So Otani broke the record for most career home runs by a Japanese-born player over the weekend.
Yeah.
So my question...
Who had that record?
Hideki Matsui.
From the Yankees.
Yes.
Okay.
So if you guys could break any record, whether it be in sports or not in sports...
This is good.
What would it be?
Okay, so I think the most unbreakable record... is probably AC Green's consecutive game streak.
Yeah.
1,190 consecutive games. But that doesn't come with any, like, he won championships. But if you say you want to break the Cal Ripken record or break the AC Green record, you could play in a lot of games and not win a lot.
Right, right.
So I would probably stay away from that. What do you think is harder now in the year 2024? 300 wins in baseball or Joe DiMaggio's 56-game hitting streak, which is harder?
Nobody's ever having 300 wins again, ever.
I don't think so either.
Nobody.
But
I actually think it might be DiMaggio. Nobody's
ever touching that record.
The highest active number of wins, I think, is like 220.
56-game hitting streak, it's never being touched.
Well, wait a minute. Pete Rose got to 44.
44.
Yeah. What, in 1970-something.
Yeah, Benito Santiago in the 90s got to 35,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, and now with the social media era and all this everything going on.
But would you be shocked if Shohei had a 16-game hitting streak? I wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't be shocked, but with all the pressure.
I'd bet on it, actually.
No, Ipe would, not you.
Ipe would do the betting. My boy Ipe.
What about records from other sports? Like, I wouldn't want to break the NFL rushing record because you'd get the crap beat out of you.
Yardage record for quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yeah, but that's just going to get broken every year.
5,100 or something or other.
That's going to be broken every year.
Hershiser's record will never get broken.
Oh, Hershiser consecutive inning streak. Yeah, for sure.
How about this? Wilt Chamberlain, I score 101 points in a game.
Never happened.
Oh, I thought you meant the other thing.
Well, wait a minute. Kobe scored 81 I know. In like 2008.
But listen, he's the only
That's
guy to get sniff of 100.
That's going to break soon.
You think what, 100's going to be broken?
That'll get broken. There was like a month where there was like four guys scored over 60 points.
Right, well, but again, there is a ceiling. No, yeah, 81's the highest we've seen.
Yeah, although, Greg, you're right. There have been more like 60 and 70-point games over the past 3 or 4 years.
It's going up.
And with the threes,
yep.
Like somebody like Steph gets hot, and you know if he makes 15, like the record for threes in a game, do you guys know what it is?
12?
14.
14.
You know who holds it?
Clay.
Clay Thompson. I could see Steph. If Steph hit 15 threes, that'd be 45 points just on threes alone. Could he get the other 55?
Anthony Edwards learned how to shoot a three much better than he has now,
right,
he could do it.
On that 300 wins question, by the way,
is there anybody in baseball now that even has 200? Do Verlander and
Justin
Kershaw?
Verlander has got 200. Actually, he's got 258, but he's 38 years old.
What's Kershaw got?
Kershaw, like two. Right,
Kershaw is 210.
What's
Max Scherzer's 213.
So those are the three.
Yeah, and then there's a big drop to Garrett Cole, 145. I don't think anybody can get there anymore.
Yeah, nobody pitches like complete games like they used to. But yeah. Cole actually stays in most games past the fifth inning.
Although not this year.
Well, he's been hurt.
Yeah, he's done for the year.
For the year?
Yeah, he's done for the year. He had surgery.
Oh, wow. I was told he was coming back in like August.
Mm-mm.
Year. Wow.
If I could break any record, it would be I would break the record for most Oscars, which would be five. Five Academy Awards.
Wait a minute,
that
that's
would be
it?
Awesome. Yeah, for actors, that's the most.
Is it?
Katharine Hepburn has four.
Doesn't Nicholson have four?
Three.
So Hepburn's the only one with four?
Only one with four.
And Meryl Streep has the nominations.
Three.
Right.
Yeah, she holds a record for now. But I want that fifth Oscar. Right. I want that fifth
Oscar.
I just thought
of need a first Oscar.
Greg,
true,
yeah.
I need a first
I just
first
thought
one
of
first.
Another one, a record I'd like to have.
Yeah.
Okay.
World's fastest man.
Oh, that's great.
Because everybody
one.
Would know.
100 meters?
Although I don't know who the world's fastest man is right now. Michael would know.
It's not Usain
it's
Bolt?
Is it Bolt? I would assume it was
that
Usain.
But I'm glad Mason went there because that's kind of where I wanted you guys to go. Like, I was like, ooh, PGOT, but there's two people that have it. So then I was like, okay, Golden Mike.
You say PGOT?
What's a PGOT?
Pulitzer and then the EGOT.
Oh, wow.
Wait, who are the two?
I've never heard of
the two that have it.
You guys, oh, hold on.
I've heard of the EGOT. I've never heard of the PGOT.
PGOT is a new thing.
Google it. Because I was like, ooh, I know people have the EGOT, so who has also a Pulitzer? And then I Googled it. So
it's probably Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Let me see. PGOT.
PGOT, acronym, Hollywood industry, list of EGOTs.
Well, EGOTs, there's a handful
EGOTs,
of people.
There's like 17 EGOTs, but
right.
I don't know.
That's Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony.
But yeah. You brought up PGOTs.
Which is a Pulitzer.
Which just adds the Pulitzer.
Right,
to
and
it.
Who's got that?
I am Googling it.
Right okay.
Now.
Yeah.
Usain Bolt is still the world's
still
fastest.
Still the world's fastest.
9.58 seconds in the 100 meter.
The only thing you really need in your life, Mace, is that host of the year, Mandy's Trophy.
Oh, God, I want to win.
But I'm pushing
Better
for John for this year.
No, I would give it to Mason if I won.
That's fine.
I would not accept your charity.
It won't say his name on it.
You wouldn't?
I would not accept your charity.
What if I put your name on it instead of mine?
Okay, then I'll do it.
There you go.
Yeah. No, I really want to win
I will
win
take
this
it
year.
To the trophy
I'm
place.
I'm always a bridesmaid. Always a bridesmaid. Never get the big prize.
Dave Singer says, Johnny Vandermeer, two consecutive no-hitters will never be broken.
Although that kid from Houston got into the sixth inning with
a
no-hitter.
I think
second,
that could be
second
broken if some guy has, like, wicked
just
stuff.
Just goes on fire, yeah. All right, Todd, let's do 2 o'clock call of the day. Did everybody give their – Bergman, what was your choice to win?
I would want to break the hits record. I want DiMaggio.
Pete Rose?
Yeah.
The
streak.
The 56-game
hit streak. Joey Chestnut's hot dogs.
You would really want
– that seems like it would hurt.
Yeah,
come on,
by the way,
challenge.
That can't be good for your health, man.
That'd be a good record, though.
Morales,
that was the first thing Sliwa ever beat Mace at before Host of the Year. Was the hot dog thing that we did over
I'm
COVID.
I'm pretty sure he cheated.
I think he cheated.
He did cheat.
I
think he cheated.
He that totally was, cheated.
Also,
totally
on I the have up and up. The two people.
Who
so,
are they?
Richard Rodgers and Marvin Hamlisch.
Marvin
Hamlisch.
Those are both composers.
Composers, songwriters.
Listen, my accent gets in the way sometimes, okay?
I want to win most hated this year.
Well,
you're going to have the most hated award.
Wait a minute,
I want
you're already there, I think.
On the Reddit page, but what we're doing.
Consecutive year at the Mandy's of most hated.
No, we never had most hated
before.
Oh,
true.
On the Reddit page, no, I want it this year.
OK.
Okay. Because that's going to force the Reddit people to have to vote for the Mandy's.
Oh,
or else Corporate Greg might get it.
Yeah. I think I'm going to get it otherwise. Yeah. Most if it's hated. Reddit, yeah, if it's the Reddit,
it's going to be
vote,
close.
It's going to be him.
Between you two.
Yeah.
Close between you two.
Although I do have a bone to pick with you about something you said
good.
Last week.
Well, let's
in regards
to
the Reddit page.
Let's do that coming up. In the meantime, let's do our 2 o'clock call of the day. It is Bruno in La Puente.
Yeah,
Bruno, you're on 710. Good afternoon.
Hi, Bruno.
Hey, guys. I am a longtime listener. I never call in. I always listen to you guys on the podcast.
Thank you.
Every day because
cool.
I work overnight. But
nice.
I just finished listening to yesterday's podcast, and I just can't take it anymore, man. Enough with this LeBron James thing. No extension. What are we talking about? I didn't want him here in the first place.
Okay, so, Bruno, what don't you like about LeBron?
The fact that every year, either at the beginning of the year or right before the trade deadline, it's always the same sob story. We got to get him more help every single year. And enough. I can't do this. I didn't want him here in the first place.
All right, so Bruno, if
he came over here and dismantled the team that we had,
well,
was
he
starting to grow together.
Right, yeah. But I mean, it's not him. It's not LeBron that made the Westbrook trade. He may have advocated
for
it.
No, he advocated for it.
But
he signed off on it.
Right, but
he and AD both.
It was him.
Wait a minute.
I mean, LeBron's calling the shots. LeBron is. There's no basketball player with more power over his organization than LeBron.
But Bruno, here's the thing. Basketball, as I've said a million times, is an entertainment product. LeBron's entertaining. I mean, he gives you a reason to watch the games. Last night, even though we lost, was a thrilling game.
Yeah,
and,
it was.
And without LeBron, LeBron kept us in that game in the fourth quarter. If you realize if you get rid of him, we can't replace his money. We're over the salary cap.
Yeah.
So if you let him walk, you want a team without LeBron next year?
Absolutely. I'll take that. I'll suffer the years until we can build something that's actually going to win what you say all the time. Championship.
Right.
But he also says star effing driven town.
Yeah, but nobody.
Star effing driven town, yeah.
Star effing driven town. Nobody in the NBA right now has as many championships as LeBron. Maybe Steph.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Steph and
hey,
Clay,
Bruno, how old a man are you?
I am 38 years old.
So do you remember the hellish attempt to rebuild?
The six years of Nick
awfulness?
Young.
He's 38, not 12.
Absolutely.
I just wanted to check his age first.
You're okay with that?
When we had Van Axel and Jones, I still remember.
Well,
when
we had Van Axel and Jones, we were winning 50 games a year. When we didn't have LeBron, we were winning 20 games a year.
Bruno, here's where your argument falls apart.
It doesn't matter. If you're not winning championships, then what are we talking about?
Okay.
So, but Bruno, here's where your argument falls apart to guys like John and Sedano. Yeah. Is you can't say that you never wanted LeBron here because it was really bad when LeBron got here. And he did everything he promised, including winning one championship. The problem now is he hasn't won an 82-game championship since 2016. And he's tired. He's fatigued at the end of games. So your argument can't be that you never wanted him here because you had to have him here. He brought everything, right?
And
he brought
AD. Without LeBron, you don't get AD.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you won a championship, no matter whether 2020 and reduced season, fine. Now it becomes what's the future.
Bruno, thank you, and thank you for listening. I wanted to update you. Shadano sent this. I was under the impression Gerrit Cole was done for the year. Apparently, he could return June 1. He's increased his throwing to distances of 90 feet.
Wow.
That's what
Shadano correcting you in the 2 o'clock hour.
Helping me.
How does it feel? If I was you, I would tell him, who are you?
No,
hey, why don't you go back to Miami?
He did us a favor.
He's a guy with a fact that's useful. That's all.
I tell him, you're not allowed to even look at me until 4:20 p.m.
That's what you say to Sedano?
That's what, if I was you, he's my agent, I can't say that to him.
Yeah.
But if I was you, I would say that to him.
I like Sedano.
No, you don't.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You're always stirring stuff. I love Sedano. Who here loves Sedano more than me?
Me.
No.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, I mean,
that's pretty true.
But I'm up there. I'm top three, for sure. All right, let me see. What are we going to do here? Let's circle back to the game. There's one little wrinkle I want to touch on in last night's game. Plus, a stand-up comic got arrested at Dodger Stadium this week.
Really?
Yeah, she's talked about it. We'll do it coming
What'd
up next.
What'd she do?
We'll find out. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify?
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Oh, he's not just a friend. Yeah.
Not just a friend. More
never
than
just
that.
A friend. Maybe maybe they're going to share some ribs.
Ooh.
Like Mason, nice. I just did.
Special.
You can see it at ESPN
Thanks
Los
to the
Angeles.
Lazy dog.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. I should have worn a flannel shirt. They all wear the flannel shirts down there at the,
at the
dog.
LD?
Yeah, at the LD. They
Lazy
call
dog.
It now. Yeah.
LazyDogRestaurants.com. Thank you for lunch, guys.
Yeah.
It is a live imaging Tuesday. Thanks to our friends at Kia of downtown LA on a Michelob Ultra. Reaction Tuesday, Michelob Ultra. 2.6 carbs, 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Well, it didn't turn out the way everybody wanted last night. You know what I did enjoy? John Ireland's final call. Let's play that.
Three-pointer for LeBron. No good. And here come the Nuggets with a chance to win it. No timeout. 10 seconds remaining. Game tied at 99. Jamal Murray's got it. 5 seconds left. Murray dribbles right. 3-2. Murray for the win. Good. Nuggets win it.
Great call.
That is good.
Depressing.
Sad.
The only part you didn't add
sad,
is
sad but good.
AD into the seats, but that's okay.
Yeah that was weird.
He did flop into the seats.
Well, if you notice, too, that when he got caught up in their celebration, he actually knocked Jamal Murray into the Nuggets bench, and both of them go flying into the chairs. And if you notice, the two former Lakers, DeAndre Jordan and KCP, tried to get AD out of there so he didn't get hurt in the dog pile.
I didn't notice that.
But it was... I said this last hour. I'll say it again. In the my first year doing play-by-play, it was 2011. I was the sideline reporter for 10 years before that. This was the most heartbreaking loss I have covered in my 20-plus years with
the
Lakers.
Wow, that's saying something.
It was – we had it.
Yeah.
We had it.
Yeah.
And they played – guys, AD made 14 of his first 15 shots. We may never see that again.
Yep.
Ever.
But as we've seen with Denver, you get to the last 5 minutes of the game and look the hell out there.
Such a,
they know how to close games, that's for sure. I wanted to throw this out there. I got this saw this tweet yesterday. This is information from Anthony Irwin. And Anthony is with
Lakers Daily.
Lakers Daily.
And which Silver Screen and Roll.
I use a lot. Silver Screen and Roll. There you go.
Sound a little excited, Craig.
Lakers Daily and Silver Screen and Roll.
He's like, much better.
Nice. Yeah. That's good.
Just because you once competed with them with your thing.
No, I like all those guys.
So he says, Darvin Ham likely set to return as Lakers head coach next year, even with a potential early playoff exit. Come on. That can't be. That cannot be. They are ripe for change if they get ousted in this series.
I don't think. I could be wrong. But I don't think that decision's been made.
Oh, you don't?
I think they're waiting to see how the season ends. I think if Rob Pelinka was here, he would say, we'll reevaluate everything. Our focus is 100% trying to win on Thursday, and we'll reevaluate afterwards.
Focus.
Focus. Exactly, Pepe. That's good. I'd be surprised if that decision has already been communicated.
If the season ends on Saturday, you cannot possibly keep Darvin Ham.
Well, you could.
Well, you could. It would be stupid.
The
stupid.
I know most fans have set sail on the season. It's over.
Yep.
The Lakers aren't there yet.
Right.
They're not throwing in the towel yet.
No, nor should they.
They have a level of confidence after beating the Nuggets for 47 of the first 48 minutes yesterday.
Yep.
You know, when Murray hit that jumper, it was their first lead since the first quarter.
Wow.
It's a good time to get it, though. I mean, if you...
Yeah.
It was a good spot.
Yep.
Good spot for it.
But I would say, not to...
What's that?
I said with 0 seconds left, that's pretty good
that's
spot.
Yeah, that's a good spot.
Not to poo-poo Anthony Irwin's report, but I think it may be premature.
Right.
I think that those decisions will all come after this playoff run is over.
We went all the smoke and we ain't ducking no fade.
Not ducking no fades.
Yeah, I would hold off on making any proclamations over who the coach is going to be next
good.
Year.
Good. That's encouraging. All right. Let me see. Elaine Boozler, the great stand-up comic, legendary stand-up comic.
I saw her in concert once years ago.
Oh, she's
like in the 80s.
She's so funny. So she went to a Lakers game, or I'm sorry, a Dodgers game over the weekend, and she got arrested.
For what?
Let's find out.
I don't know how your Sunday went, but I'll bet you it was better than mine. Here are my wrists after being handcuffed for two hours at Dodger Stadium. That's right, I was arrested. I didn't know that your bag coming into the stadium had to be clear, and I was so excited to bring my new little baseball bag into the stadium, which is so adorable, and my baseball socks. I'm a baseball fan, and nowhere did I see it say it has to be a clear bag. You should let me in. No terrorism. The terrorists have obviously won. And I said, terrorism? I've sung the anthem here 5 times. I've been in the booth 50 times. I've done everything extra for Dodger Stadium a comedian can do. Oh my goodness, I played in the Hollywood Stars game 10 times. Just let me in with the bag. No, nope, you can't come in. And it got heated, but quiet. I did lose an F-bomb, but it was quiet. And unfortunately, the guy at the gate was that kind of guy with just a little bit of power. Just a little bit of power.
Oh,
and
boy.
That's the most
it's
dangerous.
One of those.
Guys with a little bit of power.
Barney Fife.
So she wound up in handcuffs. Now, I would like to point out.
She must have been pretty obstinate because I had an incident at Dodger Stadium a few years ago where I brought a friend. Jack and I were going to the game.
Yep.
And I brought a friend of mine.
Yep.
And he had, my friend smokes, and he had a pack of cigarettes, but inside the box, he had 2 joints.
Smart.
So
it's good play.
When we came in, they said, empty your pockets into that thing.
They went through his cigarette
box? They did, but they didn't arrest him, but they told him he couldn't come in. And I said,
I don't think you can arrest him because it's not illegal.
It's not illegal.
But it's not allowed at Dodger Stadium. What Elaine did was not illegal.
There must have been
She did something else.
There must have been some dust.
They're not arresting everybody who tries to bring in a bag.
Yeah.
By the way, and she's the only one who hasn't got the memo about the clear bag.
Yeah, that's been going on
everywhere.
For years.
The clear bag is not new.
Greg, that's in every stadium, right? Not just a
pretty much
baseball
stadium. Every
stadium,
but also it's very much a, do you know who I am?
Yeah, a
that's
bit.
All I heard
well,
in that.
Do you think it was?
That was
well,
all I heard
in Stars game.
I also thought the bag, and Laura knows this because she watched, she's bringing an empty bag into the stadium. There's nothing inside this bag that she wants to bring in, but apparently empty bags are not allowed either.
No, it has to be clear.
Right, but nothing's in it.
What I would have told her, had I been with Elaine, I would have said, give me the bag, give me your car keys, I'll go throw your bag in the car, let's go to the game.
That's what the young men should have done.
She said, I parked a mile away, which is true.
Right.
She's not wrong.
Everybody at Dodger Stadium parks a mile away,
right?
Didn't want to go back to her car, ended up in cuffs.
That seems like a big leap.
It is.
I was going to say, were those the only two alternatives?
Yeah.
Well, she didn't want
to go back to your car or go to jail.
Yeah, she didn't want to go back to the car. You know? And the thing is, like I told Mace, maybe she was trying to catch a ball, too, because the little bag looked like a little mitt.
What happens at Dodgers?
You're allowed to bring your mitt to a game, right?
You're allowed to bring your mitt, but not a bag.
Not a bag that looks like one. Yeah.
Where is Dodgers jail?
Dodgers jail is
located. I wonder where it is. Do you think they have, do you think they have an actual cell?
I think they probably, it's like Philly, they've always got a courtroom going in their,
windows.
Yeah, they have an actual cell at the vet.
Yes.
Or an, I think it's called Lincoln Financial Field.
Inside the jail, Ross Porter's Hall of Fame speech just plays over and over again.
Oh.
It's just brutal.
Welcome to Dodger's jail.
Would you like to take a shot at the jail trivia quiz?
Would you like to take a shot at prison trivia?
Oh,
God. All right. Coming up to... Oh, my mom and not stepdad Leo got completely duped on something. And it's shocking.
No. Oh, no.
But did they end up in handcuffs like the comedian or no?
No cuffs.
Okay.
But
they got scammed?
They got
old
scammed.
Old people scammed?
Yep. I will explain that coming up for you. In the meantime... You know, everybody loves a good thrill. And right now, at Commerce Casino and Hotel, The world's largest poker room is ready for you in the heart of L.A., and the World Series of Poker is coming to the Commerce Casino and Hotel on May the 10th through May the 24th. You can take in the first WSOP ring event outside of Las Vegas in 2024. Visit CommerceCasino.com for more details. Love Commerce. Great food, great service, great hotel rooms, and, of course, great poker room. Take a seat, get right in the action. And, by the way, one tournament like this can change your life. Come play your game, check out a show, and win big at the Commerce Casino and Hotel. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Woman.
2:30 on a live imaging Tuesday on Mason in Ireland.
Yeah.
Tough loss last night. It's a Michael Ball show reaction Tuesday.
Dr. Hook, Chris.
Oh, yeah. Great song. When you're in love with a beautiful woman, you got to watch out.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Everyone's trying to blow on
Did
your
Yachtly
dice.
Crew cover this? I'm trying to remember. No, this is not one of their songs.
Speaking of Yachtly Crew real quick.
Yeah.
Because I remember on April Fool's Day, we could have should have switched formats. Like, really did the bit. I'd call it 710 the Yacht.
Oh,
and
the
if
Yacht.
That's
I
the
like
case,
that.
Mm-hmm. This was on our content committee call yesterday.
Okay.
If we switched format, like for real, what host could do the format? And let's just say it was a music format. Well, no, that was my point.
It's a music format?
Let's say it was a general talk format. Like we just
general talk?
Well, general talk Mason would be the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you and I would be great in general talk together.
The only show that couldn't do it. Because I even think Evan, Canty, and Michelle could do a radio or talk show.
Absolutely.
Or it'd be disc jockeys on a music station.
Hey.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
What's going on?
2:31.
Travis and Sliwa couldn't do it.
I don't know if they have the music, love of the music.
Take out
like
the music. So let's say general talk.
General talk?
No.
Probably not. Because
Sliwa would somehow still get back to the Lakers.
Lakers fans. It would be subject today, Nick Van Exel. Let's go through it.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that would be Slee. I don't know that Slee has got the breath. No, I shouldn't say that. Sure he does.
Say it.
Don't know if he has the breath to be able to handle real
talk. I've never heard Slee talk about things other than sports.
Right.
And rarely anything other than the Lakers.
So I think you guys could easily do it. Sit out on Gap. That's pretty much what they do.
Ireland and I, it would be fireworks.
Lindsay would have a lot of stuff. Laura would be a great jock.
She would.
Corporate Greg, I think, could get through. I think Corporate Greg could be a little shaky on it. Because, you know, sports is sort of his thing.
Well, it depends what the music was. If it was general talk, he could do it.
If I said, great, give me 5 minutes, you know, between records, what do you got?
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
You can do the blue review.
Well, that's sports.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think I could do it, but that's not my jam. That's not my...
I'll tell you, I love being a disc jockey.
Brian Cohen could be like
fun.
The night guy in WKRP.
Oh, yeah.
Venus Flytrap.
Yeah, and he's just always got a doobie going.
Yeah, you know who I wanted to be? I wanted to be Gary Cole on, what was the name of that show? He was like a talk show.
Oh, Midnight Caller.
Midnight Caller. He was a talk show host who solved crimes.
Yeah, in San Francisco.
It was awesome.
My parents used to watch that.
Gary Cole, highly underrated.
Very underrated. Talladega Nights.
The West Wing.
There you go.
He ran for president on the West Wing.
Yeah.
Bob Russell, Bingo Bob.
Yeah.
I saw Gary Cole the other night on Dodgeball.
Oh,
that's
right.
Play by play guy with Jason Bateman on Dodgeball.
Is such a great movie. Yeah. They're talking about Dodgeball too.
Why not?
Yeah, why not? Sure. Let's dig up every old idea and try to do it again. So my mom and not stepdad Leo are at that age where they're very susceptible to scammery.
This is so weird because my mom called me today and she said, I keep getting final notice, call this number. I said, absolutely do not call that number.
No, do not.
Yeah.
Don't get
so
in
how'd
there.
They get your mom and Leo?
So they're taking these Kelly Clarkson weight loss gummies.
Okay.
And
that already doesn't sound like a great
idea. Because she got really thin, right? They're like, I have no idea. So I have no idea what they are. But I looked them up, and it turns out there's an endorsement on Facebook by Kelly Clarkson saying, try these gummies.
Right.
It is all AI. Kelly Clarkson is not endorsing gummies. My mom asked me afterwards. She said, I had to buy them from some Chinese company. I'm like, well, there's your first hint.
Right.
It's not Kelly Clarkson. So you've got to be very, very careful now. You heard the, did you hear the Steph Curry AI thing that came out?
No.
Yeah, can't we?
Somebody made up fake Steph Curry.
Yeah, do you have the right? So we had this, this was right after they lost their game, their play-in game. And this circled around the internet. This is not Steph, for real, but listen.
Man, where do I start? Klay was out there building a brick house going 0 for 10. I mean, how do you score 0 points? He was working real hard to make sure CP3 never gets a ring. And don't even get me started on Draymond. He beat Jordan Poole's ass for making fun of LeBron's bunions and ruined our team. He should retire immediately and fight Jake Paul. As for me, I'm calling up LeBron and going to the Lakers. Can you imagine? Me, LeBron, AD, and Bronny. And KD, we know you like switching teams, but no, you can't.
Okay.
Wow.
Does that not sound like Steph?
Yeah.
Now, if you look at the pictures, it is his mouth matching up to those words.
That's freakish.
Yeah, it is.
Horrible.
You can make anybody say anything.
Somebody did it to LeBron and sent it to me about a week ago, and it wasn't actually LeBron, but it sounded just like him. So AI is pretty scary.
Did he rip the refs in that one too or no?
No.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering.
But while the refs weren't the reason, Chris, that the Lakers lost that game, I do agree with this. The replay center is not working.
Yeah. I agree with that. I just don't think it was the time to bring that up.
That's fine.
It wasn't the lead of the press. It wasn't the lead. It came up later.
Hook. The hook that's going to get blasted out.
Yeah, I just think that we're stopping the games to replay these calls and then still not getting them right. Why are we stopping the games? Let's just kill it.
I agree with.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with that. By the way, this was interesting. So LeBron is holding a grudge. This was from what podcast? Do you know what this is from? There's so many podcasts.
I think it's from The Shop.
From The Shop?
I think
okay.
So.
Here's LeBron.
Oh, for Defensive Player of the Year?
No. For MVP.
No. I listened to this bite.
No, listen to this. I listened to it this morning.
Also had an opportunity, too, I would have been the first unanimous MVP where I got all 120 votes, but I got 119.
Yeah. Do you know who the one vote was?
Yeah, I know.
Carmelo.
There was the one vote he voted for Carmelo, but it was
a writer in New York, man.
No, the writer from Boston.
Boston.
Of course.
Boston going to Boston.
Of course. But I know his name, too, but I ain't going to give him that light just yet. I'm waiting for the doc on that one.
Do you know who it is?
I don't.
Writer in Boston made sure that,
there's a lot of good writers in Boston.
Because of their vote.
Could have been Chris Forsberg. Could have been Chris Mannix. Could be Bill Simmons.
Could be
Gary Washburn. There's a lot of guys. Scalabrini. Could be a lot of guys out there. Yeah, a lot of possibilities.
So holding a grudge there, like I do with the Mandy
Awards.
Bob
Ryan. Could be Bob Ryan. I doubt it, though.
See, I know how I feel that way with the Mandy Awards.
Why? You didn't come within one vote.
I didn't?
No, it was close, but it wasn't one vote.
No, I think our show came within one vote.
Came in with five votes.
Five votes difference? Yeah. That's the one I really want to win.
You won that. Year one.
Yeah, I know. It's time for us to win again.
Okay.
Yeah. Because the show is new and fresh and different every single day.
I don't know why you're looking to me.
Because you just told me off the air that the show's not fresh.
When did I say that?
He said that when you...
Your decision's for fill-ins.
For fill-ins, you go old school. You either go Momo or DeMarco, or Chris wants you to try new people.
What do you have against Momo and DeMarco?
Love them both to death.
But you don't want them to fill
in
for
John?
I'm a big
advocate of DeMarco.
Yeah?
I think you should do Ramona just so you can see what she rips me about next.
Oh, yeah. She goes after you every single time.
Yes.
It's amazing.
And I get texts. Every day Ramona fills in, it's like, are you and Ramona feuding? I'm like, not to my knowledge.
And here's the thing. I think people know when it's usually a bit.
Yeah.
She goes for the white meat.
She really does.
Takes the sword out and just starts cutting.
Which is good, which is what we want.
Yeah, the last one she did,
Literally, Greg and I both backed away from the microphone.
Like when you used to ask a really good question and you backed away?
We all used
that. That's what you all did when Ramona.
All of us.
Like, nope, you said it.
Yeah.
Like, do something fresh. Call, like, Hartman. Get him in here.
Why are you bringing up Steve? On a perfectly good day, why are you bringing up my arch enemy?
Just to shake it up a little bit.
You know, there are two people now who are contacting me trying to make peace, trying to get a peace accord between me and Steve Hartman.
Right.
No.
What if you called Fred and you said, why don't we do a simulcast on both stations
together? I think that would be cool.
You and Fred.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I'd love that.
No Rodney. He's sleepy.
No Rodney.
Fred.
Yeah, Fred.
You and Fred simulcast on both stations.
Yeah, I know. My friend Don would love that.
My man.
Exactly.
This just in, the two-minute report's out from the Laker game last night.
Oh, good.
Just one incorrect call.
It was the one that Darvin didn't challenge?
No.
Oh.
Jokic should have been called for defensive 3 seconds late in the game. The foul LeBron was hoping to draw with under 50 seconds left was deemed a correct non-call due to marginal contact. That's their new thing now, marginal contact.
Yeah, that's the D'Angelo thing was marginal contact. He got slapped in the face.
Yeah.
I got to write that down. Marginal talent.
Marginal. Yeah. Marginal Chris, imaging. That's like one of, marginal imaging. Write that down, too. Marginal
imaging.
Well,
we definitely do marginal imaging on Tuesdays. Yeah, we do it live.
Very marginal.
Chris, that's like one of your dates. Marginal contact, right?
Yeah. All right, coming up next, we're going to do some What's Up, Fool. It's Live Imaging Tuesday. Everybody's in the house. Bergman's got stuff. Brian's got stuff. Laura's got stuff. Is this right now, Laura?
Yes.
Excellent. So, let me talk about the L.A. County Department of Mental Health. Life's journey has got its highs and its lows, and the L.A. Department of Mental Health is there to support you through it all. Their caring team offers more than just a listening ear. If you're feeling overwhelmed or anxious or depressed or whatever that is, they provide free emotional support and service referrals and crisis counseling. You can call their 24/7 helpline, 800-854-7771. That's 800-854-7771, or visit their website at dmh.lacounty.gov. Your mental health is their priority. Let them be your support on this journey. Together, let's shape a brighter tomorrow with hope and recovery and well-being. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Never put a human being in a bag. That's what I learned from this off-air segment.
Hold on, I pulled my headphone out.
There you go.
One of the patron saints of Yacht Rock, the great Kenny Loggins.
Kenny Loggins.
I love the weekends of just listening to Yacht Rock, the
Yacht
Rock channel.
Do you listen all weekend long?
A lot of times, the Yacht Rock channel on Sirius.
I'm a big Alt Nation guy. I like the Alt Nation station.
What am I leaving out? Kenny Loggins had, Chris, 5 years.
What do you mean, of course he does?
You're listening to Alt Nation.
I love Alt Nation.
Uh-huh.
What
Tell
do you
me
mean?
An artist that plays off
Noah and Kahn, Imagine Dragons, Foo
You're just
Fighters.
Listening to Alt Nation
no,
all weekend.
No, these are all Alt Nation.
Can
acts.
You see him listening to Alt Nation all weekend, John?
Oh my
John?
God, I listen to Alt Nation all the time.
No, I think he listens. It's one of his buttons, is what it is.
Oh come on, Lumineers. No, yeah, Noah Kahn. I'm going to see the Hollywood Bowl this year. I'm bringing everybody with me. He's got that big song,
and,
Season
and
of
how
the
many,
Stick.
Brian. Yeah, how many people have
just Brian,
have
that's
confirmed?
It.
Me and Brian.
Yep.
Okay. Me and
that's,
Brian.
That's everybody.
Tell you
there
what we'll be doing during
day.
The show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know.
What were you saying, John? I'm sorry. You got taken away.
I lost my train of thought. We were talking about the Phil Hendry documentary
oh,
on
yeah.
Netflix.
Oh, so
everybody
good.
Should watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He, for my money, funniest guy on the radio ever.
Phil Hendry on the Culture Pop podcast Monday.
Really? Can't wait.
He was great. He was great.
Was he?
Yeah, he was
when
great.
Is the,
all
when
the voices,
with,
all
when
that
When
does
one with Emily drop?
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, tomorrow the Emily podcast drops.
Emily, our Emily?
Our Emily, Emily, yeah, our Emily.
Are you trying to get her as your producer, too?
No, we've got Bergman.
And Laura.
and Laura.
Okay. And Brian.
We're overproduced.
Remember the years, remember for those morning show years when you were mad at us because we had two producers? You're like, where's our producer?
Where's our second producer? Exactly. No, we got two now. So you got to introduce what's up for, or you're going to?
Oh, that's right. 245 at the 247 at the South. Wait, hit the thing.
What's up, fool, is brought to you by Dos Hombres Mezcal. It's fate. It's friendship. It's mezcal. Dos Hombres.
Take it away, Corpy Craig.
Thanks, Morales. All right, so Pharrell Williams has a music-focused promotional marketing service called P.Inc. or Pink. He's being sued by Pink and Victoria's Secret right now because it's too close to it. Pink mark is similar to pink.
It is.
In sight, sound, meaning, and commercial impression, and thinks that it's going to damage. Pink thinks it's going to damage her business and create confusion.
Yep.
Does P.Inc. and Pharrell have anything to say?
I'm with Pink.
Which Pink?
The Pink that sings So What.
Okay.
Wait, I thought it was Victoria's Secret.
That Pink. I don't know about
Victoria's Secret.
Victoria's Secret has a line, their Pink line.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they're both suing.
And Pink has got an exclamation point instead of an I.
Right.
In her name. So this dot is going to be problematic for Pharrell.
It's also P.INC.
Oh, it's INC.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's completely different.
Yeah, I know. That's totally different. I actually am on Pharrell's side now.
Can you copyright a color, a name of a color?
But it's the word, because it's still P.Inc. says pink.
Or it's the relationship of, like, an exclamation point or a period between the P and the N.
Right.
You know what? I probably Pink does have a case. I think she probably does, and
well,
I think
if,
probably
if
so
when
does.
You hear it, you think of her, then she's got a case.
Yeah, yeah. So I would say, sorry, Pharrell, Pink wins.
But it's Pink, P.Inc.
Yeah, I know. I got that much.
Yeah.
Okay. Still.
For real.
No, that's the
I'm
second time
to find
you made that point. But no.
P.Inc. is what it is.
Oh, wait a minute. Is it P.Inc?
It's P.Inc.
Oh, wait. Now you said it all. Good.
What's up, Foo?
Excellent.
What's up, Foo?
Oh, boy. So we're getting close to the draft here. So all the draft gurus go at this time, you know, putting off their mock drafts.
Yeah.
And it came out today on the Pardon My Take podcast that Mel Kiper Jr. says he has no cell phone. And apparently has four house phones.
I saw that. I don't
that
believe
is
that.
Insane.
And that's always my question. It was a two-parter. A, I don't know if I believe him, because how are you know, this connected with no cell phone? And then the second part is Todd McShay said to get a hold of him sometimes, he has to text his wife to, like, get a hold of him. So this is just, are you buying the story? So,
well, yeah, I do buy it.
I buy
but
it
here's
too.
The thing. When you were telling that story, I'm a little jealous. I think it'd be great to have people couldn't get a hold of me. You know, the only way you can get me is to call me on a landline.
Really? You would want to go back to the world where nobody can reach you?
Yes. I think that'd be awesome.
I don't know how Mel does it.
I'm with John.
I mean, he's old school. Yeah. I mean, I think he's from the oldest school.
As usual, Laura.
Yeah.
I don't mind my phone. I don't mind staying connected to the world.
Yeah, Laura, if you don't have a phone, there's no late night with Laura.
That's okay. Sometimes, you know,
it's not going
to
be popping off.
Yeah. I have a friend. I have a friend that, like, has a cell phone but checks it maybe once a week. You know,
you still have like a home phone though.
Yeah.
See, okay. I don't know anybody who
but
has
if you
a home
want,
phone.
But if you want, him, I still have a home phone.
Do you have a home phone?
We never use it. I don't know why we're.
Yeah,
paying
I don't know
for
why. I we got rid of ours. We.
You know,
86-year-old. That's the only person I know that has a home.
Yeah,
phone.
I.
Even my mom doesn't have a home phone.
You know, I don't know why I still have a home phone. I'm glad this
I think
came
we used
up.
To call
I'm
you to get you on the air in the morning on the home phone, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is kind of a pointless exercise.
Well, one thing about where I live in Manhattan Beach is not a great cell area. So there you go. I mean,
what's up, Phil?
I think I'm jealous of Mel Kiper.
Yeah.
What's up, Phil?
It's just him, four phones, and a gigantic mock draft board.
There you go.
That's what's Mel's up, living
Phil?
Room.
No, what's kidding. Up, Phil?
All right, guys. So I do believe, I know we talked about restrooms yesterday, but I do believe that there is some type of etiquette, especially if you're in, like, this environment. So I went to the little girl's room during the last break, and there was somebody in there, doing their business, but also on the phone.
Okay.
I don't like that. When someone's, like, chatting it up, like, on the stall next to you, like, talking about their business, like, hey, I'm going to do this. And especially if you're talking about your meal, that's just weird.
The worst is Michael.
You know what I'm saying? Like, don't you guys think that that's, like, a weird etiquette?
Because Michael likes to have conversations.
Yeah.
And in the bathroom while he's in the stall.
So there are two people. There are two people that are in desperate need. Michael actually owns headphones.
Yeah.
But if someone FaceTimes him when he's on the bus, Michael will just answer it, and so you can hear both sides of the call.
Yeah, that's so ridiculous.
Bill McDonald only uses FaceTime.
Like, he doesn't use...
That's just weird.
He doesn't use regular calls. Like, if he talks to you, he wants to see you. So if he wanted to ask you something today, he would FaceTime you.
Yeah, interesting.
And so, but I think that is, Laura, in a public setting, that's disturbing.
Yeah. Yeah, bathroom etiquette. I never know whether to talk or not. I never know whether to start.
So I do something that a lot of people think is weird, or not weird, but annoying. I'm on my phone in one hand, you know, and people
and
come up.
And the other?
Yeah. And people will be like, what are you doing? Why do you have to read that right now? I'm like, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah,
There's nothing wrong with that.
And then I put my phone away, and then I wash my hands.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
No, yes. Why? We have to take our phones to come back into the office.
Right.
But, like, I put my phone in, like, my sweater, or, like, I'll leave it, like, you know, there's, like, toilet paper I don't want my phone around when you're doing business.
Yeah, that's, I'm doing business on my phone.
It's weird.
Yeah, no. But the conversation
thing is
different.
If you're in the toilet and your phone, here, at the office, and your phone rings, do you answer it?
No, I reject the call and
even
send
if it's Juan.
Yeah, me too.
If it's Juan, I'm not going to talk on the cam.
Yeah, me either.
With other people in the room.
Yeah,
I don't want people knowing my business.
No, I don't either.
What's up, foo?
You get really excited about that.
Yeah.
All right, just got this from Ramona.
What if I told you
that she has convinced the folks from 30 for 30 to feature Mason in Ireland in a bonus episode of Sterling Affairs, which is going
time.
To come out before the TV
Whoa.
Series? How would you feel about that, huh?
That is fantastic.
I'm in.
Sign me up.
I can't wait for that thing.
Yeah.
It's called Clipped. They changed the name on her, but
did you see the art?
No, this is different. This is the 30 for 30 that she did for the Sterling Affairs. Clipped is the TV show.
Right, but I mean, this is coming out before the TV show.
Yes,
yeah, I'm in.
Wait a minute, it's coming out as a podcast before the TV show?
Oh, Mace
or it's
is
out
now. Mace thought he was going to be on the TV.
It's coming out
on
TV.
You're not going to be on
TV. I thought I'd be on Clipped.
No, I listened to Clinton Yates filled in.
Not as excited as I was.
Clinton Yates filled in for Pablo Torre on Pablo Torre Finds Out,
right.
And his guest yesterday was Momo. Talking about the TV show.
Nice.
And Momo said, now, you know, she came up with this idea. It's her project.
Yes.
She said that she's in one scene, but they cut her line.
Really?
I mean, how can you cut Momo's line? She created the whole stinking thing.
She's the executive producer.
She said she didn't care, but she's in it, so we're going to see her. But
I thought we were going to be on FX all of a sudden. Now, apparently, we're just going to be on a podcast.
Well, we got to start somewhere.
Yeah, we got to start somewhere.
There you go.
I'm happy to do it.
I'm in.
Not anymore. You don't sound happy.
It's not as great
as
I thought it was.
Nice for you.
No, and I appreciate it a great deal, and I cannot wait to be on the podcast, but I thought we were going to be on TV.
By the way, Clinton Yates is the host of The Daily.
The Daily, yeah.
And you could soon be able to get to that from our ESPN LA app.
Oh, that's nice.
Wait a minute. So was that... He's the full-time host of The Daily? So maybe that's what it was. Maybe he wasn't filling in for Pablo Torre.
Oh.
Because Pablo... Has a separate thing. So, this was The Daily. Clinton had Ramona on there, I think, Monday.
Clinton is now the host of The Daily.
Yeah, it was really good. You guys should go listen to it.
By the way,
great.
Momo has just texted. She said, Plachke has a line, I don't, and I do care.
I would if I were her, too.
Plachke got a line, and she did not. Something's wrong. Something's wrong.
What's up, Foo?
What if I told you?
There you go.
That's funny.
So I saw this today. Michael Penix Jr. apparently via the Players Tribune, 4-paragraph kind of essay he sent out to all the GMs apparently about his injury concerns. And the line that's kind of got pulled out is, truth is, I'd be more worried if I've never been injured. We don't know. We don't all come back the same. So he's kind of putting this out there, you know, trying to put to rest his injury news.
Trying to make it like a Tommy John surgery that you've had this and now you're like
ready
not
to go.
To have it
and this guy who's never been hurt, you don't know about him kind of deal.
Yeah.
Are you in favor of Michael Penix kind of putting this out to all the GMs that like this quote of, hey, I've come back from injury, I can do this?
Brian, if you're up for a job ever, you should aggressively pursue it. And that's what Michael Penix is doing. If you don't tell your story, particularly with something as serious as an injury history, someone else is going to tell it for you.
Yep.
So I applaud Michael Penix. I think this is
very
smart
play. Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, Greg, I wouldn't mind if the Raiders took him.
I think you would trade back to get him.
Yeah.
Raiders are at 13.
I think he'll still be there.
But I'm saying a lot of people have him as second day guy, so you might want to trade back for him, get some additional
draft
capital.
I think when there's the run on quarterback, so he'll go in the first round, probably towards the back.
Right. So,
but
however you get him, you get him.
And that's a guy you want. You don't want Bo Nix.
Hear is going to trade up, and what I would look for here is for them to trade up into the top 10 is Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota's got to replace Cousins.
And they may try and take J.J. McCarthy. So I think if they keep an eye on about the 8th spot.
Yeah. Don't forget, Thursday and Friday, you can join Shitato and Cappy live from Hennessy's.
That's cool. Which Thursday is right, and Friday?
And Friday, oh, which wow. is right By next way, to the Rams
Chris,
draft
have you
party.
Been, have you been to that Hennessy's in Hermosa?
Once, many right. years ago.
It's next to 30 other bars.
Nice.
So it's on a part of Hermosa, which is just right at the pier. Nothing but bars, all open air.
Fantastic.
People should go see Sedano and Cap that day. That's a great spot where they're at.
Good, good.
I tried to get you the Saturday at the draft house.
Yeah,
couldn't get it?
They
didn't want you there.
They didn't want me there.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
That's a $16 million house.
No, they said that there's history with you.
You want me to text Kev? See if I can reverse that?
Sure.
Did I tell you I ran into him in the hotel in Denver?
Yeah, you said it last hour.
Yeah. He's running. Kevin is now running all of Kroenke's sports
teams. Yeah, the Nuggets,
teams,
the Avalanche.
Rams, all of them.
All the soccer
Not the
teams.
Same story.
Yeah, all that stuff. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it was nice. The same story. All right.
Come on, man.
What? What?
You are so lucky that John still wants
to
work with you.
I agree.
I don't mind that. I do tell the same story a lot.
Yeah, no, he does. Yeah. He does.
I mean, without John,
if Ramona was here, she would make a point.
Without John, what do you got, man? What do you got without John?
Normally, it's like a story from 2 years ago. This happened to be a story from
2 hours ago. Yeah.
So you got to.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Exactly. Coming up next for you, one of the big problems with the Dodgers is the bullpen.
Yeah, that's true. Also, can you get thrown out if you don't say a word?
Yeah, that's a good story, too.
Yeah.
We'll do all that stuff coming up for you. It is a live Imaging Tuesday, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.